Good morning. Welcome to our Sunday school hour here at Life Fellowship. Our lesson today is on Jonah, the disobedient prophet. I considered coming up here and telling you how nervous I am and how this is not my gift and probably somebody else could do it better, but we discussed in our Sunday school class up here last Sunday that I don't need to do that because probably within 30 seconds you're going to figure that out anyway. And also, it could be a form of pride in saying that this is not my gift. So I wouldn't want to do that, but I think I'm just going to sit down.
Or maybe I should go home and take a nap.
But wait. There's a bizarre twist to the disclaimer that we hear up here sometimes. I am Earl Zimmerman, and my name is in here for devotions this morning. And as some of you know, I'm not real fond of water or big fish, so I think I'm going to do what I'm called to do here this morning. Yesterday, my children and I did something a little crazy. We actually went to watch a softball game when it was 100 degrees plus outside. And some of these crazy folks were there playing too. But there was something that bothered me a little bit. I noticed some young fellows on the bench that sat there in the heat of the 100 degree day and didn't get to play, at least not the game that I was there. And that seemed like a waste. I mean, I can't believe the coaches would have done that. Right? Kirby? Didn't that make you kind of mad? Would me. At least if I was like Jonah and only thinking of myself. But the reserve players on the bench are just as important as the ones that were called to duty on the field. And so my challenge is today that when your number's called to do the task and let the results to God. Part of Jonah's struggle with obeying was he didn't trust God, or he was worried about himself, and he thought that God might change his mind and he would look like a fool or a liar. And so often in my life, I don't trust God for the results either. So my challenge to each one here this morning, as we study this and as we go through our lives, is that when your number's called, whether that be playing or preaching or parenting or whatever you're called to do, challenge you to obey and let the results to God. Let's pray. God, thanks for this opportunity to study the life of Jonah, and ask that we could have our hearts and our minds open to learn from Jonah's experience, to be faithful in what we do, and let the results to you. God, I ask that you would be with the teachers and the classes this morning as we discuss this, that we could learn from the lessons of others, and that when our number is called, that we would be faithful. In your name we pray.